Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us here at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, Denver, Colorado. And it's been a most interesting day, a very interesting day, in fact. And I would point you in the direction of newswithviews.com. And you will see on that website, which I write for twice every week for the last five years, and the column this Thursday on the 17th of January is titled, Two Things Are Infinite, the Universe and Human Stupidity. And one of the things that entire column will talk about is that my conclusion is this country's leaders and general population proved to be dumber than a box of gerbils. We're on course to be the fastest growing, most successful civilization, only to fall on our own sword by immigrating ourselves into this human Katrina. And the quote comes from Albert Einstein when he said, only two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity, unquote. And that kicked off that particular article. And it's going to be sent out across to 100 newspaper publishers. And what it talks about is the fact that we're going to add this 100 million people to this country. But unfortunately, that 100 million are going to be the poor, the destitute, the illiterate, and certainly those from incompatible cultures and incompatible languages and incompatible everything else. And several people wrote back to me and said, well, we aren't even taking care of our own country, and we're just displacing ourselves, and we're going to be out-birthed, if you will. And it came from the fact that a new study just came out that we had 4.3 million births in 2006, and the economists were saying, oh, this is great and this is wonderful. And, of course, the rest of us that understand the consequences of massive population load realize that this is not good. And yet there are those that are saying, well, gee, gosh, Frosty, what about the fact that we're immigrating all these people? Pretty soon they're all going to be out birthing us and out populating us. Well, gee, then maybe we should shut our borders down. Maybe she would have possibly a 10-year moratorium on all immigration, and or maybe just a maximum of 100,000 per year. And from countries that are compatible with this culture, that know this language, that would be positive impact on the society instead of the extraordinary drain that's going on. And the guest tonight, of course, is going to be the fellow that was on Tuesday, and that's Michael Folkerth, and he's got this incredible book, The Biggest Lie Ever Told. And I'm really going to get in depth with him tonight. And if you like, you can go to kingofsimple.com. www.kingofsimple.com, and he's in Cedar Ridge, Colorado, not that far from me. I'm hoping to have lunch with him someday, but he is really got a brilliant book here. I have been getting into this book, and it's outstanding. Another thing before we get to Mike, though, also, I want to tell you that I shared some thoughts with a British citizen today, a British citizen who came over here to visit, and he said his country is going to add another 11 million people, most of them immigrants, into Great Britain, a very small, as you all know, island country. And the Muslim immigrants from the Middle East are simply taking over London right now and separating it into two different countries. And as you all know out there, and you've heard enough from this program, we're doing the same thing in this country, balkanizing it and separating it. Certainly the Mexican contingent is starting to separate and take over where it was once America. And one of the persons that came up, Robert, wrote me and said, not a box of gerbils, Frosty, a box of scorpions. We'll be right back after these commercial comments at Republic Broadcasting. Thanks for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. It's always an honor to have you out there listening in, and we hope we give you a good show. Be right back.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back on the air here with the good, the bad, and the ugly. And as I said, I would really invite you to go to newswithviews.com and read the article. Two things are infinite: the universe and the human stupidity. And as I talked to this British bloke today, he just said that Great Britain is going to be literally overwhelmed by its Muslim immigrants. They're outbirthing them. They simply don't have any kind of birth control, and that particular religion, along with the Catholic religion, promote, of course, unlimited births. And in a world that's already overcrowded, one that's really already in a disastrous population spiral, it's amazing. I was on a show last night for two and a half hours until 12:30 in Florida, and I got a bunch of responses here today. And one person, Valerie, just says, "Well, yeah, but if we don't step up the American birth rate, we're going to get overrun by our own immigrants." And I'm amazed that people don't understand that we're still in control here of our destiny. We're still in control of our country. We're the ones that are the citizens who make a vote. And I don't care if you're rich or poor, every vote is equal. And we can choose to stop immigrating ourselves into this nightmare, and we simply have to get involved to do that. Instead of sitting there, the British guy told me, he says, "Well, everybody in Britain is so afraid to say anything, because if they say anything against the immigrants coming in, then they'll be called a racist." I said, well, you know what I do? I say it's a population crisis, and any carrying capacity that's overwhelmed cannot continue, then everybody becomes victims. And I said, you put another 11 million people into Great Britain, and what are you going to have? You're going to have an overloaded test tube. It's just a small island nation. It can't take on. It's way already over its carrying capacity. And you would think that if the Muslims were smart or whatever, why don't they stay in their carrying capacity? Well, guess what? They live in the deserts, and there isn't any more carrying capacity. And of course, people say, well, there's so much room. And I've said this before, and for new listeners out there, if there's so much room, why doesn't Australia have 300 or 400 or 500 million people instead of just 20 million? And the reason, of course, and I've cycled around the entire of Australia on the one road that circles the entire continent, and guess what, folks? It's 95% desert. It doesn't have the carrying capacity. And the same thing is true of a place like the United Kingdom, Great Britain. And yet the leaders, Brown and, of course, before him, Blair, they're just piling all these immigrants in. I mean, they got every kind of immigrant from every poverty-stricken nation in Africa, certainly the Middle East, Pakistan, Iran, and these people are just tearing Britain up. Britain is no longer or won't be British very long. And as you know, most of France right now, it's got 5-6 million immigrants that are unassimilated, will not ever assimilate, and those immigrants could care less about being race, creed, color, or whatever. They're just simply piling up on the rocks there. And as they get into power, I'll bet you they won't hear anything about racism because they'll be in control. And so here in the United States, we're facing the same thing. And this book that I have really perused here, and I'm going to re-welcome Mike Folkworth, and he is the author of The Biggest Lie Ever Believed. And I got to tell you, Mike, thank you very much for coming on the show once again. For those out there who would like to get a copy of this book, it's www.kingofsimple.com. And you can also get it on Amazon.com. You can also get it on BarnesandNoble.com. And it's a Lifetime Chronicle Press release. And I'm going to quote one more time here. This is about the future of our country, our kids and grandkids. We the people have to rise up to make sure things get changed. That's David M. Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States of America, in a speech given back in October of 2006. And another one here, if early and meaningful action is not taken, the U.S. economy could be seriously weakened, and with future generations bearing much of the cost, the longer we wait, the more severe, the more draconian, the more difficult the objective, the more adjustments are going to be. I think a good time to start is about 10 years ago. And this is an excerpt from the U.S. Senate Committee on the Budget by Ben S. Bernanke. And so here's this book. I'll tell you what, we're going to go over some of it tonight. But, Mike, thanks for coming back on the show tonight, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoy it.
Well, it really is. Now, you know, I want to really cover this because – we're talking about Economics 101, the Great Illusion. What is the Great Illusion facing the United States right now?
Yeah, the illusion, the biggest lie that I refer to in the title is that exponential growth as a basis for an economy is possible. It's absolutely impossible. Exponential growth or ever-increasing growth in a finite world is a mathematical impossibility. So the very cornerstone of America's economy is on a false basis. At some point in time, there's an absolute mathematical impasse that's in front of us, and we're fast reaching that point.
Now, fast reaching. Give me a time scenario here of the short and the long of it.
You know, I really hate to go to this point, but in the very deepest, darkest part of my mind, where I don't go very often because I'm kind of afraid of the dark, but in reality, we may have reached it to some degree. We see the stock market continuing to collapse. We see the jobless rate. We see people who are literally in depression status in Detroit and Cleveland. I'm not talking about recession. I'm talking about depression, where there are no jobs and no prospects of getting a job. That is the definition of depression. So we may have actually reached it, but we have to remember that that the United States uses 25% of all energy produced on Earth and 30% of all the material, yet we only represent 4.8% of the population. So at some point in time, with China, India, Pakistan, Korea, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, South America, Russia, as they begin to expand, there simply are not enough resources to go around. So then we have to determine whose resources they are. Are they? Well, they aren't ours. And so at some point, whomever has the most money or the most power or the most logic or owns those resources are going to consume them for their own benefit. So we have to realize that we cannot grow out of this mess.
Well, we can't grow out of this mess, and there's no question that right now China is moving, and even India, moving toward a car in every garage and a chicken in every pot, which was for the United States back in the 1950s after World War II. It became the American dream, and then, of course, it became not just one car. It was a two-car garage, and then it became a three-car garage and bigger homes and so forth. And, of course, we all know that you cannot continue at that rate of consumption and have some kind of a viable or sustainable finite amount of land to continue to carry that out if you're going to add more and more sheer numbers. Now, you're talking about here in Chapter 2, Economics 201, if it's not broke, by all means, break it. What is it that, how can the Congress and the presidential candidates get out there and stump and not know what we're faced with right now with a $3 trillion out debt nationally? And of course, I gave some microcosm of that. The average credit card in this country is $9,240 in debt balance, and the fact that we have a $700 billion a year trade deficit, that we have insourced, outsourced, and offshored literally 3 million jobs at the very minimum in the last 10 years, and in fact, GM and Ford have lost in just the last 24 months 60,000 auto worker jobs. I mean, my God, this, you can't help but Economics 201, we're talking about a mess here.
We're really talking about a mess here. And one of the reasons that they stumped for this is they've made promises, Frosty, to the American people. They've promised them that they would provide Medicare, they would provide Social Security, they would provide military retirement. Once, it's kind of like the old tar baby story. We've got both hands and both feet in the tar baby, and nobody wants to admit it. We have a $53 trillion unfunded debt, and that debt is for Social Security, Medicare, and says, because that's not funded. It's predicated on growth. The growth that it would take to pay that $53 trillion would have to average 10% per year for the next 75 years.
Oh,
so we're mathematically, we're broke. And one of the things I use, a trillion seconds in time, 1 trillion seconds in time was 32,000 years ago.
That's a far piece back into history, 32,000 years ago.
We really are. I mean, we're in a death spiral. We owe this money. We owe it to the American people. That it's been promised. It's all been predicated on growth, ever-expanding exponential growth. But unfortunately, we live in a finite world. When I do my live presentations, I have a little axiom that I use, and I talk about a lake, that all the water for this town is pumped out of this lake. The inflow of the lake is 100 gallons a minute, and it's kind of a long story, but eventually they pump more water out of
than
the lake
is there,
than
right.
coming in.
Okay, well, we're going to be right back with Mike Folkearth and this book, The Biggest Lie Ever Believed. Thanks for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. And boy, oh boy, this is going to be an interesting hour. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you on the flip side.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks again for joining us. And Mike and I, off air, were talking about the fact that do most Americans understand the concept of carrying capacity? Carrying capacity is the amount of life, whether human life or animal life, that can survive with enough food and water and shelter on a given or a finite piece of land. And as you know, the Sahara Desert has a very limited carrying capacity. If you've been like me and you've bicycled through Death Valley to 120 degrees of heat or around Australia to 135 degrees of heat, which I have done, I guarantee you the carrying capacity of the Nullarbor Plains, and the Nullarbor Plains in Aborigine means treeless, that's the reason. And every hunk of land, every piece of real estate in the world has a carrying capacity. And as you can imagine, the carrying capacity at the South Pole is pretty much zippity-doo-dah because it's 60, 70, 100 below zero weather. It doesn't have one piece of plant, but it does have these little ice worms. They're actually, life will live there, but it sure won't support a bunch of us. And so... Well, what we're talking about here is the United States is trying to drive its own growth by consuming and growing the numbers of human beings, And that in itself will destroy literally our ability to have our carrying capacity maintain itself into perpetuity, and that is the same thing as a cancer cell. And so now we're talking in Chapter 3 here, Economics 301, Sharing the Wealth, how purposely induced inflation gives the false appearance of prosperity, and of course it's temporary. Could you give us more illumination on that, Mike?
Sure. The federal government, by fooling with the interest rates and by printing money, they call it a liquidity. When the Federal Reserve prints more money and puts more money in circulation, that can be spelled inflation. The more money that you put out there, the less each dollar is worth. There just becomes more of them, and it's like anything else. The more of it, the less value. We're no longer on the gold standard, so there's no limit to the amount of money that can be printed. The only means the government has of backing that money is their ability to tax the American public. So as they put out money, they need more taxes. They raise the debt, and it's like a dog chasing his tail. They continue to inflate the economy. The way that it benefits the government is that the wealth of the American people is raised by this inflationary value. A house that's worth twice as much or could sell for twice as much as it did 5 years ago isn't worth twice as much. The money is worth less. The old people, the young people, the poor people are taxed to death with this inflation, and yet the government's debt as a percentage tends to go down. In other words, if you bought a house 20 years ago, as your wages went up, the payment on that house reflectively went down. But in reality, if you tried to sell your house, you'd have to pay it just the same for one like it. So it is absolutely like a dog chasing his tail. And each time that it fails, we fan the flames of inflation.
Well, we certainly do. And of course, everybody out there knows. I bought my house 15 years ago for $100,000. Now it's worth $269,000. And I couldn't even pay for the house that I have now because it's over my head. And yet you're looking at all the rest of those folks out there. It just shows you the value of the money has gone down. Now, Chapter 4 talks about Economics 401, a brand new fix. And I see it right here. Immigration, which is scary as heck to a middle America, is explained very quickly and very plainly. Could you do that for the audience?
Sure, I can. What happened, and this maybe is one of the most important parts of this book, is America reached a point that the exponential, the exponent in the mathematical formula, the exponential consumption, got to a point that we couldn't consume enough domestically. So we started looking around and saying, wow, the birth rate wasn't enough. We allowed about 1.2 million people a year to come here legally. And so we got to the point that it wasn't enough. The gain each year has to be bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. That's the exponent in this figure. So we started looking around, and it is not an accident that there are 400,000 people a year, about 12 to 15 to 20 million, whatever number, you know more about that than I do, actually reside here, that are illegal immigrants. They're here on purpose. They're here to consume. They're here because America needs the consumption. We live, eat, and breathe it. And I have often said in my book, I quote, INS, many people think that stands for Immigration Naturalization Services, but what it really stands for is Instant Necessary Shoppers.
Instant Necessary Shoppers. You know, and I've said this many, many times before, that the capitalistic engine demands more consumption so that every added person to the country, of course, revs the engine and pours more fuel on it, pours more production, more consumption, of course, then creates more waste, and then, of course, it goes in the big cycle. And I've said that it's like redlining an engine. If you redline that engine and you do it, you're going to get some maximum power, maximum efficiency, but you're going to burn the engine up or blow the engine up at some point.
You're absolutely right. And of course, that's what NAFTA was about.
NAFTA's all about that. We're going to be coming right back with Mike Folkert, the author of the biggest lie ever believed. And you're right here with Connecting the Dots. We've got another half hour of exciting information for you, if not depressing as all get out. Thanks for joining us. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we're talking to Mike Folkert there, and we're talking about this book, The Biggest Lie Ever Believed, and I certainly recommend it. You can go to his website, kingofsimple.com, and as he said, and as I have said, you can go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, and it's got just a whole bunch of things that you can do, take action, and of course, numbersusa.com, certainly thesocialcontract.com. The key here is, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to be making any money off these books. The key is that we're educating the United States population as to what it's happening to it. And if you've got cancer, wouldn't you like to have somebody to show you not only that you've got it, where it is, and then what you can do to get rid of it? That's the key. And my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, talks about all those consequences, the 8 ways of destroying America. And the last one on the list, of course, is massive population overload. And then, of course, the diseases that are brought in, incompatible cultures. But Mike here is also doing the same thing, educating you and helping you get your arms around it, because the American average citizen has an abysmal grip on the economics of this country. What most of us do, and most of you out there, I'll bet, is think that this government is doing its best to make sure that you are looked out for. But as you can see in this book, your own government is out to screw you as much as it can, and the big higher-up corporations, elites, and politicians are the ones that are living in the castles, driving the Lear jets, and you and I are paying for it. So we're talking down here in Chapter 5, we couldn't have done it without the Italians. Could you give us an understanding of the fact that the underlying basis for America's economy has a chilling resemblance to the scheme that you could go to jail for in practicing?
Yeah, that's right. the villainous Ponzi scheme, Charles Ponzi, was an Italian immigrant who came to America, and I won't belabor the subject. Most people know what a Ponzi scheme is, but it's if you've ever been approached with saying, you know, you give me $5 today, and you get 10 other people to give me $5, and 3 months from now you'll start receiving enough money in the mailbox to buy the county that you presently live in. That's a Ponzi scheme. It has an end to it, as anyone who's ever been involved in one is well aware. You send your money in, and the people who start the process actually do receive some money back. It's crooked, it's criminal, but in fact Ponzi schemes are absolutely illegal, and you can go to jail for it. However, Social Security and Medicare are Ponzi schemes. They're designed to be paid by people in the future. I went into that 75 years of 10% growth. The money isn't there. It's on the come, and it's not going to come. It's based absolutely on a pyramid scheme, and the book differentiates between the two. But that's where the Italian thing came from.
Oh yeah, and of course the Ponzi scheme, as anybody knows, has rooked more Americans and certainly more people in different arenas around the country and the world. And if it looks like it's too good to be true, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's too good to be true. You're going to get rooked. And in this case, the American public's going to get rooked in the coming years. And, of course, I'm on the leading edge of the baby boomers, and I'm probably going to get my part of the Ponzi scheme, at least for a while, or certainly probably as long as I live. But it cannot continue to facilitate, and it cannot continue to be funded. My suspicion is that these particular Ponzi schemes, especially Social Security, they're going to have to upgrade to you can't start taking Social Security out until you're 70 or in 72, because Americans are living up into their 80s now, and it's just taking that system down the tubes. Now, in Chapter 6, you're talking about modern colonialism, the eerie resemblance between the British colonialism and our modern global expansion. It worked for the royalty. Why not America's wealthy and big business?
I actually may like this chapter better than any chapter in the entire book, because it sheds light on something that I think most people just don't ever realize, that by 1921 the English Empire encompassed 25% of all the people and landmass on Earth. It covered 14.3 million square miles. Thereby the saying that the sun never sets on the English Empire.
Right.
The English, you know, they got an early start on that. They would just sail up to a country, say, I claim this land for the queen, and I claim these people as the queen's subjects, and is kind of like similar to moving into a furnished apartment, you know.
Right.
And they, you know, they sold, and they worked these people. They called it colonialism, because that sounds better than stealing and slavery, but long and short of it is that, I mean, if you really think about how would that work today, what if we sailed it to China and said, you know, I claim this land for King George Bush, the difficulty would be is what if they said okay? I mean, we become responsible for 1.4 billion Chinese, and once they caught on to the socials system in America, you know, we'd No Child Left Behind had become a real problem. So what we really do is we have gone to these countries, and rather than taking over, we just buy our way into them. American corporations go there and say, I'll pay these people 30 cents an hour to do all this, to do this work and send it back to America. That's exactly what we've done. I mean, it's modern colonialism. We've moved our empire to these poor nations, and in the meantime, Middle America is left holding the bag.
Well, it's not only left holding the bag, and I've shown this to the listeners across America on this show in the past. The average Chinaman makes between 22 and 33 cents an hour, and of course, at 1.4 billion of them, no one's really complaining or can go on strike because there's just about another 100 million of them sitting there ready to take your job. Now, in Chapter 7, you got smoke and mirrors. Is your future based on reality or cheap magician's tricks? A look at the predictable future without the rose-colored glasses. Let's look at the future, because moms and dads out there have all got kids. What kind of a future, and the one that's not colored or tinted or tinged by the politicians who are so far out of touch and lying like crazy anyway, what is the reality we face?
Well, of course, it's this debt, and it would be easy for us to talk about debt if we owed it to ourselves. It wouldn't be easy, but it would be perhaps palatable. But we don't owe it to ourselves. We get about $3 billion a day. A billion seconds ago was 1974. We get about $1 billion a day from China alone to keep
right.
this thing afloat. They're the ones that are holding our debt. Who would have ever believed that the Chinese, the Arabs, and the Indians and the Japanese who hold the most of our debt? But we can't just declare bankruptcy on these people. It won't work anymore, and they have to continue to fund our debt. So that's the smoke and the mirrors. This thing is not at all the way that it appears. It's going to play out very, very ugly as these resources start to play down.
Yeah, and those resources, as we all know, are simply running out in so many arenas. And first of all, the biggest resource is the energy crisis, as we have are either already past. Well, in this country, we're already way past peak oil. But the world is now going past peak oil, and that is going to create the greatest damage. And the latest predictions are that gasoline in the United States in the summer of 2008, $4 a gallon, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the bottom estimate for that. Now, in Chapter 8, you've got time and materials, a fresh look at the way we spend our precious time on this spaceship called Earth and the ever-growing global consumption of our diminishing natural resources.
Yeah, I think we covered some of that in earlier, Frosty, but kind of a recap is that we have to remember that about 100 years ago, horses were still in use in America and certainly
sure.
in other parts of the world. We weren't consuming fuel. We really weren't consuming materials because we couldn't. We didn't
right.
have the ability to do it. So I try to bring time into perspective. This wasn't 4,000 years ago. This wasn't 400 years ago. This was 100 years ago. We have consumed the majority of all of the resources on Earth in the last 100 years, in just a second in time in the big picture. So we have to look at the consumption as it grows and grows and grows. The time becomes shorter. That's the problem with exponential consumption. So, and then the materials are finite. And so once they're gone, they're gone. And for all the people that believe that they are going to come along and solve this problem, go look in the mirror, and you are one of they. What ideas do you have for clean air, clean water, more food, iron ore, copper, silver, all the minerals, the fish, the croplands? It's finite. We live in a finite world.
Well, we certainly do. And as I said in my column today, everybody is denying, and Lester Brown, who writes the State of the World, put it so succinctly, and I quoted most of his work in that column. I really urge everyone listening not only to get a hold of that column, because it's one of the defining columns of my life, because it really puts down in black and white what we face and how stupidly we're going about it. Instead of going into an intersection filled with kids, we're driving a Maserati, we don't have our seat belts on, and instead of slowing down to 5 miles an hour, we're just running through that intersection at 100 miles an hour, and the moms, the dads, and the kids in the school section of that intersection are our kids. They're the future of our country, the future of our world, and we're just simply speeding it up instead of slowing it down and trying to make something positive, and that's what drives me crazy. Now, you got in Chapter 10 here, people and profits. What counts most in keeping America's impossible economy running, people or profits? You be the judge. Give us some understanding of that.
Well, capitalism, unchecked capitalism, and I talk about that in the book. I'm not damning capitalism entirely, but what it does lead to is whoever can make this the cheapest are going to be able to sell the most of it. So the greed factor comes along, and suddenly we see things like NAFTA. NAFTA stands for Not Altogether Fair to America, and we see the global trade organizations, World Trade Organization, WTO stands for Who Took Over. Well, what happens is that these big companies, in their quest for profits, they abandon the people. These are Americans, these are American companies, and these are American people, and they abandon these people, and they go to China and pay someone 30 cents an hour. Well, we see unemployment in this country. The number one job in America is a sales clerk, a retail sales clerk. The number two job in America is a cashier. We can't live on those types of jobs, and so people lost out to profits. When they sit down at the board table, they said, how can we make more money? And they said, we can get rid of the people. And they say, good, how? And they said, well, we'll move our operation to China. And so that's exactly what's going on. And there's no end to this. I mean, there's no end.
Well, also, not only is there no end, Mike, I don't think most Americans realize that if they go to Target or if they go to Walmart, they are cutting their own financial throats, because everything at Walmart and Target, virtually, I think it's between 80, I think 80% Target is China, India, and about 90% of Walmart's products come from China.
Yeah, Walmart's the largest importer of Chinese goods in the world.
And, of course, every time you buy from them, you take a job away from a fellow American citizen.
All right, and I go through this in the book in detail. The book's funny, as you've read it. You know, I inject humor in here to make it more palatable. But
sure,
gee,
I'm crying
know,
and laughing at the same time.
How do you ever justify this thing? I hear it all the time that it's actually good for us. That all these cheap goods frees up money. Well, if you don't have a job, what money are you freeing up? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the great question, and I wonder, you know, and I'm hoping that, I tell you what, we've got 16 chapters here, and I want to have a follow-up. Can we get you back on the show next Tuesday? Because this is just so important and so informational.
We can do that. We certainly can do
okay,
that.
Okay, well, then good, because I want to cover this, and then I want to have a bunch of folks calling in next Tuesday as we finish up all the chapters, because what really grinds me is that these corporations have their foundation in the American way of life, and yet these corporations who have fathers and mothers who are citizens of this country are screwing their own country for nothing more than the sheer greed or the love of money. And in the end, as we can see right now, we're literally going broke categorically across the nation and collectively as a civilization.
We are, and we will continue to until there's some enormous reversal of this process. We would have had to have it's parity that becomes the problem. A Detroit auto worker is, the loaded rate is about $78 an hour. The Chinese worker, as you described, you've been there yourself, let's say 30 cents an hour. Well, there's no possibility of bringing these things to parity. Now, you read it in the paper that eventually the Chinese will start consuming American goods. Why would they?
Yeah, that's exactly right. They don't have to.
Well, they don't have to. No, they have every type of factory. They're growing like crazy, and eventually, my belief is that they will say that the U.S. is the odd man out because the cost of production here is so great. By then, our industry and our infrastructure will be so weak that I'm not really sure what we will do, except on a personal level.
Well, you're going to
I have great ideas on a personal level, but
Sure. But what you're going to see is a man and a woman on the streets of New York City or out there in Atlanta or certainly Los Angeles, and hey, buddy, can you buy an apple off me for a dollar?
You know, it's really not that. It's really not that. That's not that bizarre of a thought process on your part, right there. Because when you get down to it, the difference between Americans and a third world country is we have a job. If we didn't have a job and we had no prospects for a job, we would quickly sink to a third world level. I encourage people to think about that. What would happen if you didn't have a job starting tomorrow and there was no employment and you had no prospects for employment? How long would it take you to reach a third world level? And yet we see our presidential candidates and they're absolutely clueless.
They are absolutely clueless, and they just keep putting the pedal to the metal and pretending that they're doing something about what's facing us. And I can tell you from this book, they ain't doing it, folks. We're going to be right back with Mike, and thanks for joining us here on Connecting the Dots. And we're going to do one more interview with him on next Tuesday. This is too good. Start getting your questions down because you can ask him. Thanks for joining us. Be right back after these comments.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And I got to tell you this. There is good because Michael Folkerth is giving you a book, The Biggest Lie Ever Believed, so that it's going to educate you to what essentially the biggest lie of the politicians, of course, this present government, this administration, this president, and all those that are running for the president are not regular American citizens. Virtually all of them have more money than we can even dream or think about, and yet they're the ones that are administering all that this book talks about, and that we get to be the collateral damage. And as the middle America starts and continues, not starts, it's already in degrade, if you will, demise, if you will, and as we continue to see this flood of humanity come into this country, and then as you are going to see through this book, because we're going to go back after this with Mike on Tuesday, and I want you to really get those questions that are affecting you. Get your pencil and paper out. Ask questions so that you ask a question. More than likely, there's 1,000 people out there that also want to ask the question, and so that we can go after those questions and try to figure out ways. Again, what I'm trying to do, and you've known this for the last year, create critical mass of educated, activated, and tenaciously proud and patriotic American citizens who take action to create the critical mass that then creates the tipping point that changes history. And we have to move in that collective way, because that's the way this constitutional republic works, and that's why this program is really one of those programs that you can count on that's really addressing what's facing us. So before we go tonight, Mike, can you ask the audience out here across America, what are some of the questions they should ask or think about here before we come on the air again to finish up this book and get the real questions down and get some answers?
Well, I think the most important thing is, what are we going to do individually? Because we cannot change the system overnight. I believe that it will have to fail before it can be fixed. We see that some of the people who were telling the truth are already out of the election. There have only been a couple of people that have ever run, in my opinion, that totally level with the people that, geez, you're broke. David Walker, the Chief Comptroller General of the United States, is telling us we're broke. So I think questions about what can we do as individuals is going to become very important. We need to figure out how we're going to live in this world that's been being created for us, even though we know it's going to fail, we know it's wrong. The debt amounts the national debt is up 1,000% since 1980. How much longer can that go on? We hit zenith in about 1975, and ever since then it's been put on in a growth oriented society. The expansion became too great. And now we have no compatibility with the rest of the world because our living standard is so much higher. So continually bringing people in here to consume is not the answer. It's only going to make it worse and worse and worse, because it's an impossible scenario. It's a mathematical impossibility. So at some point, we have to drop back to this sustainability. And so we should talk about sustainability, how we can go on, how we can live in the system.
Boy, we're going to do that. I'm looking forward to talking to you on next Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Mike Folkerth, again, The Biggest Lie Ever Believed. And you can go to his website, kingofsimple.com. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge. You have a great weekend when it gets here. Thanks for joining us. And always, God bless, Godspeed, and good night.
Since 19... 19-